You are about to hear Anti-Federalist Papers by Patrick Henry, performed by John Clickman. Anti-Federalist Papers. Anti-Federalist Number 1. General Introduction. A Dangerous Plan of Benefit Only to the Aristocratic Combination. From the Boston Gazette and Country Journal, November 26, 1787. I am pleased to see a spirit of inquiry burst the band of constraint upon the subject of the new plan for consolidating the governments of the United States, as recommended by the late convention. If it is suitable to the genius and habits of the citizens of these states, it will bear the strictest scrutiny. The people are the grand inquest who have a right to judge of its merits. The hideous daemon of aristocracy has hitherto had so much influence as to bar the channels of investigation, preclude the people from inquiry, and extinguish every spark of liberal information of its qualities. At length, the luminary of intelligence begins to beam its effulgent rays upon this important production, the deceptive mists cast before the eyes of the people by the delusive machinations of its interested advocates begins to dissipate, as darkness flies before the burning taper, and I dare venture to predict that in spite of those mercenary dictamers, the plan will have a candid and complete examination. Those furious zealots who are for cramming it down the throats of the people without allowing them either time or opportunity to scan or weigh it in the balance of their understandings bear the same marks in their features as those who have been long wishing to erect an aristocracy in this commonwealth of Massachusetts. Their menacing cry is for a rigid government. It matters little to them of what kind, provided it answers that description. As the plan now offered comes something near their wishes, and is the most consonant to their views of any they can hope for, they come boldly forward and demand its adoption. They brand with infamy every man who is not as determined and zealous in its favor as themselves. They cry aloud the whole must be swallowed or none at all, thinking thereby to preclude any amendment. They are afraid of having it abated of its present rigid aspect. They have strived to overawe or seduce printers to stifle and obstruct a free discussion, and have endeavored to hasten it to a decision before the people can duly reflect upon its properties. In order to deceive them, they incessantly declare that none can discover any defect in the system but bankrupts who wish no government and officers of the present government who fear to lose a part of their power. These zealous partisans may injure their own cause and endanger the public tranquility by impeding a proper inquiry. The people may suspect the whole to be a dangerous plan from such covered and designing schemes to enforce it upon them. Compulsive or treacherous measures to establish any government whatever will always excite jealousy among a free people. Better remain single and alone than blindly adopt whatever a few individuals shall demand, be they ever so wise. I had rather be a free citizen of the small republic of Massachusetts than an oppressed subject of the great American empire. Let all act understandingly or not at all. If we can confederate upon terms that wilt secure to us our liberties, it is an object highly desirable, because of its additional security to the whole. If the proposed plan proves such an one, I hope it will be adopted. But if it will endanger our liberties as it stands, let it be amended, in order to which it must and ought to be open to inspection and free inquiry. The inundation of abuse that has been thrown out upon the heads of those who have had any doubts of its universal good qualities have been so redundant that it may not be improper to scan the characters of its most strenuous advocates. It will first be allowed that many undesigning citizens may wish its adoption from the best motives, but these are modest and silent when compared to the greater number who endeavor to suppress all attempts for investigation. These violent partisans are for having the people gulp down the gilded pill, blindfolded, whole, and without any qualification.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?